It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. Well, the Michigan Appeals Court has ruled that the state's new right-to-work law also applies to state employees. The unions say no, it doesn't. What could this mean, Jack?
Well, it could mean an appeal to the state Supreme Court, but that's not likely to be very favorable to the unions. Republicans have a 5-2 majority, and this has been somewhat of a partisan court. The argument was that the Civil Service Commission took precedence over the state legislature in dealing with these public service employees, but this appellate panel by a 2-1 vote found it didn't. So it'll be interesting to see if they do appeal, but again, their odds wouldn't seem to be very good.
Yeah, well, if you hit any big potholes lately, if you have, you better put a mechanic on retainer, because a plan to improve Michigan's roads and infrastructure will probably not be on the November ballot. Why not, Jack?
Well, this is what's happened. Originally, the governor wanted to raise money to fix the roads by a combination of gasoline taxes and registration fees on cars. Republicans in the legislature didn't want to do that. Instead, what they want to do is a sales tax increase. The way this would work is you would have to have a two-thirds vote of the legislature to put it on the ballot, and then the voters would have to ratify it. The idea would be to take the sales tax from 6%, which it is currently, to 7%. Democrats do not like this. They say it's a regressive tax. It punishes the poor more. People who don't drive at all would have to pay it, even though they don't use the roads. But the reason, one reason that the Republicans like it is because they could say, well, we didn't raise your taxes. You decided to raise your taxes yourself. But it takes a long time. The mechanics of doing this, getting it through the legislature, takes a while. And most parties concede that it won't be ready in time for the November ballot. It's something they might put on as early as the vote next May, depending on how many people they want to turn out. It could even wait till next August and November. In the meantime, no new money for the roads.
Well, there is a half-built jail near downtown Detroit that Governor Snyder says needs to be dumped. Why is the governor in on this, and what is all of this costing Wayne County residents, Jack?
It's costing them a whole lot as a seemingly endless cycle of Wayne County corruption and mismanagement goes on. Nobody was properly supervising the cost overruns on this thing. They've already sunk more than $120 million into it. This jail, which was supposed to cost a little over $200 million, was projected to be $391 million. Nobody knows if that would be the final figure, but they're not going to build it. And what the governor would like them to do, and I guess what Wayne County Executive Robert Ficano is now talking about, is taking over the state's old Scott Prison, renovating that and putting county prisoners in there. But it's one more black eye for Wayne County, and it's not clear what happened to that property. They're talking about selling it. But at any rate, taxpayers in Wayne County, which includes Detroit but isn't limited to Detroit, are on the hook yet again.
Well, time will tell, won't it, Jack?
Well, I think it already has.
Have a great weekend.
You too.